This is Rain Classic Hamcast number 38, posted April 3rd, 2021. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR. A few weeks back, Rain's founder and producer, Hap Holly, KC9RP, was interviewed by Christian Kudnick, K0SDH, the ham behind the 100 Watts and a Wire podcast. This was the first interview given by Hap in years, his first video ever. This week you'll hear the conclusion, our second excerpt from that hour-plus YouTube video conversation. The first to speak is Christian.
Hap, do you remember your first repeater who started running the show and yes. How you felt about that?
It was cool. This was back in 1985 when I started doing local programming on the broadcast. I got my broadcast voice out here. Broadcast employees amateur repeater. They used to call it the Bear in Schaumburg, Illinois, near Chicago. I started the Bear Information Service, and I wanted it to be different. I wanted to mean something. I wanted to have some kind of content that your typical net did not, and still often does not, have. Newsline was a competitor of sorts. The repeaters just said, wait a minute, we can't run Newsline and the Rain Report. That will take 30 or 40 minutes. And what if there's emergency traffic? Oh, boy. Well, thanks to cell phones, that's not an issue. However, there are those nets that still want to pause for emergency traffic. Well, I'm sorry, but this is not very ham-like, but if I got an emergency, I am not going to wait for a pause in the middle of the Rain Report or anywhere else to haul it in. I mean, by that time, the emergency might be over. Oh, and that's another thing. I did not put my opinions out very often. You won't find very many commentaries that I did, maybe three or four in all those 30 years, because people don't want to hear my voice. They don't want to hear what I'm thinking about. They want to hear what Bill Pasternak is thinking about in 1985 when they're having some real financial issues. Or Carol Perry, what her thoughts are about using amateur radio in 1995 or whenever it was. Those were the movers and the shakers. I was somewhere in between.
We got a comment from Todd, Kilo Yankee 4, Tango Golf. He says, Hap, you've got a great voice. Exclamation point.
So well, thank you, Todd. Shall I give you my address now for that extra green?
A self-stamped envelope, please.
Yeah, right. Well, thank you, Todd. You're very kind. And hopefully you do listen to the classic Rain Hamcast. I'm thinking I might rename it Rain Classic.
I like it. You know, whatever you decide to do, we're sharing your website here tonight. This will live on my channel here. And the media's changed so much. Now we're going to sound like a bunch of old dogs now.
Yes, but, yes, honey, you know, the times are changing now. And I'm turning 70 in April. And holy crap, how long am I going to be around here? I don't know.
They'll never say I only had these crappy ribbon mics. No. The media has changed so much. I started as a podcast in 2015, audio only, and I dug my heels in to stay away from this video stuff because I'm a radio guy and I don't really care for video editing. I like audio, but I didn't want to edit videos together. I wasn't an unboxing guy to show you what that was about. But this live streaming is very similar to live broadcast radio. And the fact that I can hear a comment from Todd or take a question from Joe in New Jersey, that's kind of exciting to me. Is there anything that inspires you about today's technology that makes you want to augment your roots a little bit or try something different?
Oh, I don't know. I sure don't want to do video. Being blind, why would I? My eye control isn't what it ought to be. And I'm not thinking in terms of, gee, how do I look out there? What makes me smile is this box that my little camera is sitting on here, called a computer. And what the computer has done for me is amazing. The editing, I use SoundForge. It works well enough. There are a number of folks who use Audacity. They have the audacity not to use SoundForge.
And it's a free software, I think. I haven't heard of the one you mentioned. Which one? SoundForge?
SoundForge. F-O-R-G-E. Okay. I like it a lot, but it does give me a headache sometimes, and I never get headaches. So,
is there any audio programs that are good for people who are blind? Is there anybody making anything? We're a world of creators, software designers. They don't seem to get people with disabilities to the table in their planning.
I don't claim to be on top technologically of what's going on.
But you know it would help.
As a ham operator, it would help greatly if manufacturers were like Kenwood, providing the optional voice chip in their radios. I have a Kenwood over here to my right, a Kenwood TS-590SG4HF that talks real well. It's a good thing, too. It's got 56 buttons and 11 knobs on the darn thing, not to mention the menus. And in front of me is a Kenwood TMV-71A 2 meter 440 radio that talks pretty well, actually. On the other hand, on the shelf, I have an Elinco, or what we kindly refer to as El Stinko, an Elinco DR-235 for 220 that is not blind-friendly at all. But there are sometimes ways of working around it. Putting a National Weather Service broadcast in memory 1 or memory 0, and it gives you a reference of how to find memory 18 and not have to be wondering, oh God, I got to key up everything from where I am to where I want to be. Yaesu, at one time, back in the late 80s, had a disability advisory group that they would have meetings with occasionally during the year of what would be done to make their radios more accessible. No, I wasn't on it or asked to be. Whatever they did, they undid it later, and nowadays, I don't think you'll find a current Yaesu radio that will talk.
You've built this body of work, 30 years. You've cataloged most of it. When the time comes, hopefully it's a long time from now, and long may you run, what do you want to happen to your archive?
I have given that some thought, and I think to myself, who the hell is going to care when I go? I won't know what's being done with the stuff anyway. It makes me wonder, why am I doing this? Why do I care so much? Because I know it's just going to be a matter of years that it will stop. And what's sad is that I don't know of anybody else who would pick it up, because it's a lot of work and you have to be really motivated and dedicated to it, to do it every week, week after week, month after month, year after year. Oh, I get tired just thinking about it. I'm so proud what I've been able to do with the help of people like Bill Pasternak, Vern Jackson, and Will Rogers, who typically reads the scripts for my brain stuff. Because if I didn't have people like that, I wouldn't be doing it, because it would be too much like work. You know, I have a different kind of voice, but I don't think people want to hear me reading the scripts, interviewing week after week after week. Bleah! It's giving back to amateur radio some of the joy and pleasure in being a ham since 1965.
You're listening to an interview of Rains Hapali, KC9RP, by Christian Kudnick, K0STH, the ham behind the 100 Watts and a Wire podcast. We'll conclude our final excerpt from that interview after you identify your station. This is Rain Classic Hamcast number 38. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Classic Rain from www.therainreport.com.
Bumpers, buggy bumpers, baby buggy bumpers, yellow baby buggy bumpers, big yellow baby buggy bumpers. Great big yellow baby buggy bumpers. Humongous great big yellow baby buggy bumpers. And if you don't like yellow, you can paint them blooming red.
Will Rogers' voice is ridiculous. It is ridiculous. I'm thinking, what did Hap do? Did he put a filter on this guy to make him sound like a classic broadcast? You know, he sounds like you'd hear radio in the golden age. It's a beautiful thing. And I had to write him a note. Man, what a voice.
He also does audio for This Week in Amateur Radio. He reads a lot of the stories for George Bowen.
That's a good historian there, too. I saw a comment from Alex. He's a Whiskey 7 Hotel United. He said he has a QSO with you earlier this year in January. We got another comment from Marty, Kilo Mike 6, Papa Romeo Alpha. He said Hap should come back again. It's the will of you to keep going and doing what you do, but it's not landing just out in the field somewhere. People are still out there and they're listening.
Well, and it's so appreciated. I get teeny little drafts once in a great while of people that complain about something or another. I'm grateful as heck for that. Conversely, I get some little positive feedback. I feel like I'm operating in a vacuum sometimes, but I trust my own intuition and my own experience.
Who was your intended audience? Who were you hoping to reach?
Well, the blind community, especially since 95% of the programming I ran for those 30 years came from all these hours of forums from the Dayton Hamvention. There are a lot of blind people, and a lot of people overall either can't afford to go to the Hamvention or don't want to hassle with it. But if I go, as I did for all those years, and record forums and excerpt from those forums, what I consider to be the best presentations, the ones that would work in audio format only and not video. There were so many forums I could not excerpt from because the presenter used slides or later on various software packages to accompany their presentation. But too often, the video told the story. And of course, video is video. Can't hear it. Whatever audio was done in the presentation didn't tell enough of the story because the presenter was expecting the audience to look at what's on the screen. Oh, that's probably been the bane, if that's the right term, of what I used to do when I recorded excerpts from the Dayton Hamvention. Still is, although there are some speakers like Matt here, N3NWV, who's public relations guy with POTA, Parts on the Air, amateur radio program. He was real good. He gave a virtual forum January 23 at the St. Louis and Suburban Radio Club Winterfest 2021. There were 7 hours of forums on YouTube. His 45-minute forum, I boiled it down to about 17 minutes. He was good. He's enthusiastic. He's spirited. He obviously knows his stuff about Parts on the Air, but he also knows how to deliver a presentation that did have video component to it, but that had plenty of audio component that I could use.
Now, you've talked about how audio is important in the work that you've done with the Rain Report. Again, guys, check out the Rain Report. It's rainreport.com. Hap, last question, I'm going to let you go. Talk about the importance of audio in your life, not just your work. You talked about being able to understand stories. People are showing video and taking for granted, really, that people can see and have the visuals tell those stories. But talk about your love for audio and the need for audio in your life.
Well, the need is very obvious. Being blind, there's got to be some audio. What else is there? By the way, I do wear 2 hearing aids, so I am blind and hard of hearing. Audio is everything to me, for obvious reasons. When I walk out the front door of my house, it's a little 850-square-foot brick ranch-style house with hot water heating the floors. The floors are the warmest place in the house. But when I walk out the front door, I love to hear the birds, the wind chimes we have off the front porch. Hear the wind as it blows through our spruce tree and our lilac bushes in front of the house. And the kids, as they ride their toys down the sidewalk in front of the house, down to our neighbors. That's neat stuff. In fact, I have a camera in the front of the house that used to be called the Ring, R-I-N-G. Now they call it Nest. Google took it over. And I have it set up to where I can listen to what's going on out there on the smartphone. Another example of why audio is so important. I can't see my wife. I can't look at her and get a return glance of recognition from her. So when I walk through the living room, remember, I'm retired and she is working from home and probably will her last 2 years before she retires. I get to talk to her several times a day. I wouldn't do that very readily when she was at work. They don't want phone calls at all. If I walk through the living room and she's watching TV, this would embarrass her if she knew I was going to do this. I would go, kissy noise, and she would return it back. Because that's my way of knowing she is there. And if I can't touch her, in bed I can. I reach over and I'll put my hand on her stomach when I wake up in the morning before I get out of bed to be sure she's still there. I know she will be. But anyway, that's all part of the blind experience. And I'm sure your blind listeners will readily acknowledge that this is part of how you deal with a disability, is you find a way around it that I have.
You take special care with your editing and you love to edit audio.
I do.
And
I
listen.
Don't know what's wrong with me.
No, you listen in a specific way. You listen for a specific thing. And I listened to your edit today. And I knew that you had edited that piece because, one, you told me you wanted to edit it down. You're thinking about time, which is important. And I know you love to edit. And the reason I asked you that question about why audio is so, because you specifically have a way that you're listening for audio to be delivered and received. And that was the point for my question.
That's kind of what got me back into doing this. You know why I love to edit? Because there's so few people who know how, or who can, or who even try, or who even want to. And it's something that I do, and I do well. And most people wouldn't notice the difference. But I do. People like you, who actually appreciate it, and recognize it, and realize the effort I put into it.
I want to thank you for the work you've done and for the blind community, for the able people, all the people, the 30 years that you put your energy into it. There are new hams all the time. They're coming in and they need to be able to find this stuff. And just to hear Will Rogers read your words, it's ridiculous. How much are you paying that guy?
Not nearly enough. Nobody makes a dime, not even talking about a dollar, as it was with Bill Pasternak. Rain production for me is a labor of love, and I love to do it, and I hope it shows.
And this concludes the February 2021 conversation between Christian Kudnick, K0STH, the ham behind the 100 Watts and a Wire podcast, and Rain founder-producer Hap Holly, KC9RP. You can catch this rare hour-plus candid conversation in its entirety on YouTube. Just bring up YouTube, then on the search bar type KC9RP. You'll find a link to the interview in the written descriptor on the front page of therainreport.com. The Rain Classic Hamcast is produced by its founder and producer, Hap Holly, KC9RP, twice a month. It is copyright 1985-2021 Rain. All rights are reserved. Rain Classic Hamcast number 39 will post April 17th, 2021 on therainreport.com. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, reminding you that we're not out of the pandemic woods yet, so please keep wearing your mask, frequently washing your hands, and keeping your social distancing. In the meantime, humongous great big yellow baby buggy bumpers, keep on hamming!